Well, good morning. Let's open with a word of prayer. Father, what an honor to be here this morning and just to bow down before you. I thank you for this opportunity to pray, to look at your word, to study your word a bit, and then to do it. And so guide us now in this time, in Jesus' name. Amen. This morning, I just want to look at faith, hope, and love. Faith, hope, and love. And the scripture reference this morning is from Thessalonians. It was an awesome thing. Paul was only in Thessaloniki for three Sabbaths, and yet established such a vibrant church there. And one of the things that's amazing about that church is that just in three weekends, there was such an emphasis on the rapture, such an emphasis on the right end times eschatology, if you will, that it prompted Paul to write 1st and 2nd Thessalonian epistles to answer some of those questions. And of course, the Holy Spirit and His wisdom knows that we need answers to those. And so we can get those answers today about the rapture and the end times from Thessalonians in a very significant way. 1 Corinthians 15 also has quite a bit about that. But today I want to look at just three things that Paul is encouraging and exhorting and really thanking the Lord for with regard to the church there in Thessaloniki. And those three things are basically faith, hope, and love. Three things that we hear often from Paul. You know, in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the love chapter, of course, now there are three, faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these is love. But here we see the order a little bit different in the first chapter of Thessalonians. And that order is faith, hope, and love. Faith, really looking backward to what Jesus has done, our saving faith. And then there is the love being that which is present and that which is hopefully a fruit of our Christian living, and then looking ahead to what's coming with patience. And so we see those terms here, work of faith, labor of love, and patience of hope. Well, first let's look at the scripture here in 1 Thessalonians, beginning in chapter 1, verse 2. We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith, labor of love, and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ, in the sight of God, in the sight of our God and Father. So first we see work of faith. Work of faith. What is work of faith? Well, in John 6:29, Jesus said, "This is the work of God, that you believe in Him whom He sent." So your belief in Christ, that is the belief, that is the work of faith, the saving faith. You know, in Ephesians it tells us what? "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of anyone, not of works, lest anyone should boast." Not boasting. You know, we don't have anything to be proud of, do we? It's all about Him. It's about what He has done. Oh, the blood of Jesus Christ, the finished work of Christ on the cross, where He cried out, "Tetelestai," it is finished. The redemptive work is finished. So we see faith takes care of our past in that we believe in what Jesus Christ has done for us. Then secondly was the labor of love. Labor of love. Really the present. That is where God is what we would call sanctifying us. He would be having our walk grow deeper in faith and deeper in love and its demonstration in love. And labor in love. What does labor mean? Well, we can associate that same word with giving birth to a child, can we not? The pushing or the bringing forth. And so in your life, is your love for one another that which is being pushed out of you? Is that which is being brought forth? Well, he's talking about thanking God for their labor of love. Set apart, embracing your faith and something that you would choose to do. Then lastly, it's the patience of hope, or the glorification, really, our blessed hope, the absolute expectation of His second coming. And so we should be living as though the coming of the Lord could occur at any time. You know, the world is not our home, is it? We're just passing through, looking for the Lord each and every day. And we're told to comfort one another. with these words. Now, as we go on in to chapter 2, Paul gives us an example of his own conduct, and it's such a great example. And in verse 7, we read, "But we were gentle among you just as a nursing mother cherishes her own children." So here we see the example of being a mother, a nursing mother, a feeding mother. And oh, how we need to be nourishing the body of Christ, how we need to be a caring body of Christ. You know how a mother cares for her child. And so Paul says, makes that analogy that we came, we are gentle among you, just as a nursing mother. And you know, isn't that true? A gentle mother, a gentle nursing mother, longing for her child and to be everything she could be to her child. Oh, what love we see there. And then secondly, in verse 9, he says, "For you remember, brethren, our labor and toil." So also we see Paul coming to the Thessalonians there as a brother, working alongside them, a brother in the faith. And question for each of us, are we brothers? Are we coming alongside others? Are we working alongside, helping them, cognizant of their situation, compassionate for their needs, and so forth? And then finally, in verse 11, it says, "We came to you as a father does to his own children." As a father. Oh, Lord, what does that mean to us? You know, fathers, they're easy to please, aren't they? But they're hard to satisfy. Always encouraging. A good father is always encouraging, but always exhorting and to bring to do better, to rise higher. And so an exhortation, and we see Paul here saying, "I came to you as a father." So we see all three aspects here: a nursing mother, a brother coming alongside, and an exhorting father. So this may lead us, may lead me, it certainly leads me to the question, where do I stand? Where do I stand in my Christian walk? Am I cherishing others as a nursing mother? Am I like a brother to others to come alongside? How about like a father to exhort and encourage? Well, much to pray for, because there is an understanding of those three things. They're not difficult to understand, but are they difficult to do? Well, we need to be praying that we would be more like Paul was in that conduct, it seems to me. And then secondly, where does our church stand? Where does your church stand? We need to pray for our church that all of us would love others as that of a mother and that of a brother and that as a father. So pray for our church. Pray for the leadership. Pray for everyone in the church to be that loving mother, that loving brother, and that loving father. So we see the commendation here then for the church in Thessalonica, a dramatically strong church founded after only 3 weeks of study. And Paul is thanking God always for them, for their work of faith, their labor of love, and their patience of hope. So faith, love, and hope. May we grow and be stronger in each of these as we walk with the Lord. Father, we thank you for this study. We thank you for the clarification of faith, love, and hope as exhibited by the Christians, early Christians there in Thessalonica. And Lord, may we be fruitful in all of these areas as well as our church. We ask in Jesus' mighty name. And now, Lord, lead us in prayer as we have these moments to respond to your Spirit in one accord. In Jesus' name, amen.